Hey, sweetie, I hope you're having a fabulous Sunday and I hope you've had a great week. Just wanted to touch base and say you've done an amazing job with coming back with your podcast. Listen to it from start to finish. Man, you put vulnerability out there. You were really you and you were yourself, and it's such a good thing to see you back on track. And to be honest, do not worry about the fact that, oh, you made a statement of, if you had continued, where would you be right now? But really, all you did was pivot. And here you are once more. And let's never forget, healing is not linear. It can take, as you say, a week, a month, a year, or it could be a lifelong journey. But at the end of the day, you are brilliant, you are amazing, you are formidable, you are stunning. And I'm so happy to have you back on your podcast. You're definitely giving me that extra push to get my ish together and possibly start my own. Have a blessed day.
See message which speaks life into my life. Ah, Madame C, you must start that podcast in the mighty name of Jesus. As an oracle of the podcast Most High, I declare and decree you must start that podcast. You people, the feedback has been amazing. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little bit tense. I was like, Yvette, why would you even do such a heavy, deep episode as your comeback episode? But I just thought it wouldn't be fair if I come and I'm like, hi, wow, new beginning, redesign, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I had to justify. And just based on the fact that I don't believe I have fans. No, your vibe attracts your tribe. And for everybody who listened to season one and they loved it, and again, they constantly pushed me and were like, Yvette, what the hell is happening? They're the ones who came back to champion me, and that felt amazing. So yes, I just wanted to express my attitude of gratitude and say thank you to everyone who took a moment to jot a message, to send me a voice note, feedback from even one of my friend's mom, who's a judge, and just hearing her speak to me really touched my spirit. Leo, 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 atufanyi emotions. Ah, leo tuko gangster. Leo tumoga na ushindi na tumerudi kwa streets. Today, no long thing. Today, we are here for gist and fun. But before we jump into that, I just wanted to read one more message that really caught my attention. You know, like those messages that come into that filtered folder on Instagram. And I was like, ah, I beg. This is just all those fake people who are selling fake crypto. Let me not pay attention. But I hate seeing that notification on my phone. So today my OCD kicked in and I was like, okay, let me go through it. And I found the most beautiful message. Let me read it out to you. It's from a lady. I'm going to call her M. And it says, hi, Yvette. I stumbled over your podcast because I saw that friends that I follow on the gram shared and tagged you when you started your second season. Girl, wow. Listening to you gives me so much peace and calm. I love how real you are. I listened to all of them in one day and it's the most beautiful thing. Please do not stop. Keep doing what you're doing. You have an amazing voice and everything you speak about is so real. You're speaking to a lot of us. I cannot wait for the next episode. Lots of love and hugs. Oh my God. You people, just give me my Grammy. I'm ready. I beg. Now only gown. The body is budding. We'll go rock that stage. You are ready. Anyway, let's jump into the intro and come back. In the meantime, as you're listening to the intro, dim your lights. Get a nice glass of wine, tea, whiskey, whatever kind of girl you are. You know, turn on a candle, put some vibes. I said turn on. Switch. Is it light? Where's the grammar? Light the candle, put the vibe, serenade yourself, and let's just dive into the gist. You know, the good thing about gist, a lot of people think gist is toxic. To me, I love gist. Gist is life. Gist is in my spirit. Gist is like therapy to me because when somebody is giving me good gist, I immerse myself into that situation. I numb my thoughts, my emotions, and what I'm thinking about that I need to do. And I fully engross myself in that situation. So today, let's listen to other people's problems so that you know that problem no they finish. Everybody's suffering. But we got this and we move regardless. We'll be right back after the beat.
Hi, welcome to Auntie Kiko's podcast. Enjoy.
Today's gist. Hey, while I be like Jingle Bell. Wahala be like bicycle, because this babe, I don't know what I was doing. Like, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and my night routine is like after a shower, fresh sheets, that you've changed your sheets, you know, everything is smelling nice. You're feeling cozy and cushy in your bed. And then I just like let my podcast shuffle. So as I was dozing off, I was listening to this gist and it caught my attention. And I said, these people, I must table this discussion before the gist mongers. We must analyze it, discuss it, dissect it, and decide what is the best action that we can recommend for Funke, because a problem shared is a problem solved. Come on. So here goes nothing. So in this story, there's four main characters. There's Ayo, there's Funke, and there's Ayo's mom, and Funke's sugar daddy. So let's call Funke sugar daddy RMD, because the way she described him, he was giving me Richard Mofe Damijo vibes. You know, if you don't know who RMD is, just go and put Richard Mofe Damijo on your Instagram. Or if you've watched King of Boys, he's the guy who was the pastor in the movie. He's a celebrated, renowned actor, and he looks fucking good for his age. Like, he's a ZZ. Yes. I said what I said. So, Funke is a babe who's hustling to grow in the career ladder. Smart babe, she gets sharp brain, she gets sense, she get front, she get back, she can't fight, she still get sense, she's a big hoopna. Generally, she be wife material. Hey! So, one of her friends calls her and says, babe, oh no, I don't fuck up. She said, what happened? She's like, I have one big MAGA, one big sponsor who's jetting in from Yankee being the States, for those who don't understand Nigerian slang. And he's coming for a friend's wedding, and he just wanted like a babe who will keep him company. You know, he doesn't want to go to his long lost friend's wedding and he's alone. You know, it looks somehow, you know, there's that pride associated with, even when you know that it's the sugar daddy, the fact that he can sustain and maintain such a peng babe, it means that this man is doing something right. So Funke went and met him, and they hit it off like a house on fire. Age was not even an issue. He's really young at heart. He originally lives in the States, but it's been about 15 years. He doesn't come home frequently. And now he's starting to, you know, soak his roots slowly back into Nigeria. But he's not really sure. He's still conflicted whether he wants to do it or not. Funke said, in this very Nigeria, you want to come back and struggle. No electricity. Every day, traffic, no fuel, no this. Every day, wahala. You want to come, you're living the life, people are chopping life, here we're existing, you want to come back and exist. Funke now said how she's trying to jackpot, she's trying to leave the country. She's always wanted to do a PhD, she's identified some universities, and the guy was like, are you for real? That's like right up my alley. I work in a university, I think it was in Wisconsin or something like that. I can help you and do some research and see which ones offer good grants, blah blah blah, etc. Funke now texted her babe and said, correct babe, see guy willing to help me look for a school in the States so I can leave this bloody Nigeria. So fast forward 5-6 months, Funke and this guy have a relationship. Funke and RMD, I wouldn't say they're growing steady, but when it's hot and heavy, it's kind of that love bombing relationship. But at the same time, Funke is also maintaining, because she understands, focus on the bigger picture. The goal is to leave Nigeria, to go and do your master's. So focus, even though he's not giving you the kind of emotional attention you need. First of all, he's an old man. So all these things, you cannot be discombobulating him. He's done, been there, done that. So just manage. And once you get to the US, you'll figure out your life. Alhamdulillah, everything works out amazing for Funke. She gets like a 60% grant. So she's on scholarship. And the little money that she saved from the job that she has, she packs her stuff, sells her house equipment. Vroom! Jackba to Yankee, to the US. So she lands there, and guy was like, okay, since you're already here, I know you're new, it's your first time living out of the country, let me show you the ropes. So it started off like, in the beginning, it was hot and heavy. But you know, the one thing about dating older men is that they're very good at switching roles. They know when to be a dad to you and like father you. They know when to be a mentor and like guide you on how to navigate business and life. They know when to be your friend and banter in your madness and relieve their youth through you. And then they know how to be your lover when you need it. So FYI, young boys, if you are wondering why the daddies are constantly winning, let me just fill you in. It's not just about the pocket. The pocket is the main thing, honey. Don't get it twisted. It's all about the coins. But at the same time, it's that ability to camouflage and respond to how you're projecting your emotions that I think sometimes makes it really special. Anyway, I digress. Again, you people already know the gist of the podcast. Here, we don't follow straight line. We go bus bowls like an African road. We just attack the story from any direction. Our girl has reached Yankee. So the guy was like, okay, to settle in, I kind of have like an Airbnb. You can pay for it. Oga, pay. Anyways, the babe now said, okay, maybe that's how this guy wants to roll. And she's like, okay, I'll pay. Month one, she pays. Month two, by the time month two was in the middle, she was no longer a tenant. She was small madam. Okay, if you know, you know. So this guy's like recently divorced. He was married to a white chick. Allegedly, it was for papers. He left Nigeria like very young. Those guys who used to go, not a green card, just like a visa, and then you decide you move regardless and you never look back. So eventually he had to set it right and he married like a white woman, blah, 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 etc. Story for another day. So then in the middle of her doing her master's PhD, I can't remember what course it was exactly, RMD and Funke have a pregnancy scare. Remember, all this is happening around 2018, 2019. They met, I think it was like 2018. December, and then she only moved to the States like in 2019 August. So then come 2020 March, they had already had like a 7 month relationship, and in the height of the pandemic, where were we going? You will face me, I will face you, we will fight each other, we will love each other, we will eat, we will sleep, we will wake up, we will fart, but we are in quarantine. We must make it work. So around that time, she had a pregnancy scare. And immediately this happened, the guy's demeanor just completely changed. Like, it happens. Like, this guy's old. Like, I beg. He's like, he's maybe late 50s, early 60s. He's like, I beg, in this time when my white woman's kids are finishing high school, you want me to go back to diaper? So this kind of created like a dent in the relationship. And as God would have it, at that time, Funke didn't even have time to nurse heartbreak because she was in the middle of her thesis for her PhD. And then this guy now said, oh, remember when I met you at that wedding, I told you that I want to reestablish my roots back in Nigeria. I found like a contract business one of my friends is opening and he needs me to consult for him. So I'll be in and out of Nigeria, blah, 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 blah. He kind of gave Funke like an ultimatum, like, sis, this enjoying you're enjoying living in my Airbnb for free, it no go work. You have to find a new place to stay. Wababa ni wabaya, wewe, kuna msichana rafiki yangu ashaye nyanganywa gari kwa highway. Ogopa! Anyway, so Mungu ni nani? Funke is blessed. She applied for jobs in a different state because, like, you know, now you've completely immersed yourself into this man's life. You've suffocated him. You've had a pregnancy scare. So now it's just exploded. It was like a build-up blow-up, like how Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. It was a build-up blow-up because that man has been internalizing a lot of things. And now we've heard that August Alsina is going to write a book. This plot just gets thicker and better. And me, as the ambassador of the Gistmongers, I'm here to report live and direct. So she applies for jobs in a different state and she was successful. So she moves. So of course, when you move to a new state, you have all these Instagram groups, WhatsApp groups, blah, blah, blah. So if there's spring chicken, new fresh meat in Dubai, we call them DSS, Dubai Summer Surprises. When there's a new hot babe straight from the interwebs of Nairobi, it landed in Dubai. Now we want to see who is the champion that can come and mark his territory. So she established a connection with someone in the group. Remember, this is like mid-2020. Uncle RMD already kicked her out. She's now moved to a completely different state. She's joined this group. She's met someone. The vibes are vibing. Just when we thought, oh, okay, finally there's a vaccine, blah, 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 we went into another lockdown. Omicron did its thing. So these guys literally, it's like they had a fast-tracked relationship because we're in the middle of a panoramic. Where are you going to go on dates? Like, if you like me, you come and see me in my house, in my mess. This is how disorganized I am. This is what I do right. This is what I do wrong. You tell me if you like it or you not. I beg. I'm not begging you. The world is going to end anyway. So if you are doing this thing, make we do this matter quickly. So yes, they became an item quite quickly and all that. So come December 2021, the guy told Funke, ah, baby, to be honest, as I see him like now, I think we fit, just let's just go to Lagos, and I would like you to meet my mom and yeah, my sister. So girl is like, okay, no, how about your dad? Like, yeah, haven't seen my dad in a while. Like, he left when I was like a kid. My mom remarried, that didn't work out. But after that, like around the time when I was 13, she split from her second husband. She brought me up and my sister on her own, and then I came to the States for school and I settled here, and I brought my sister, educated her. My mom can never leave Nigeria. She has her house there, so that's where she prefers to stay. So they organize everything, calls, good afternoon, ma, I can't wait to meet you. They're stitching Ashwebi, Iyawo is coming, our wife is landing, I beg, we are ready. People understand how Nigerian weddings are always a massive jubilation and celebration. So they get home, they do the introduction and all that. So as soon as they land, the mom was like, oh, my son, you know, time and tide changes things. And in life, we must forgive. And it's been years that I sometimes feel bad that I estranged you from your dad. You never got time to learn your dad. And I don't know, maybe it was the man for me, because guess what? He got some job in Nigeria and now we have reconnected. Hey, teren, 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 kang, kang. In walks Mr. RMD, Ken Ken, a.k.a. Ayo's dad, Oshé Gengé. Babe's face turns green, like, not even red. At that time, I think you're a whole rainbow, because your emotions are just like, okay, Ashton Kutcher, just come out from where you are and just tell me I'm getting punked, because this cannot be happening to me. She says she could just hear in her head. Her sugar daddy was her bae's dad. Yes. Now, this is where the plot thickens. If you just want to be reassured in this life that men will embarrass you, men will embarrass you. They will disgrace you by any means necessary, even when it's unsolicited. Like, you don't even have to push or pull. They will just embarrass you. So few days later, they have this grand dinner and all that, blah, blah, blah. And Ayo gets on one knee and proposes to Funke. And Funke, since she's playing a character, she's in the zone, she's in the mood, she's everything, she says yes. Meanwhile, Uncle RMD is just looking at her and saying, madam, okay, all right. 2 days later, she receives a message, a known number. She's like, can I call you? The guy calls. The guy calls and says, let's meet. This is now RMD, Ayo's dad. Let's meet. We have things to discuss, blah, 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 etc. So they meet for lunch in a public place, of course. You do not want to be giving this old man ideas. I mean, you have already exchanged vinegar strokes. If you don't know what vinegar strokes is the face you make when you are enjoying God's gift in between a man's legs. Anyway. So the guy now comes and says, I understand the situation. We are both exposed. But moving forward, if you would like me to keep this secret between us, you have to give me one last time.
Funke! Funke, she what?
Guys, I have no comments. I am literally speechless and tongue-tied. If you were Funke, what would you do? Can you imagine the audacity of this old man? Your son that you have been estranged from for the last almost, I don't know how many years. You left him as a boy. He's now a full-grown man ready to wife a woman. He's getting married to me. You too, you messed up. You don't fuck up. You go Yankee. You married white woman for passport. Divorced the wife you had left in Nigeria that you had promised a better life. She even remarried. She has forgiven you and reconnected. And you're coming to me to ask me for what? So Funke is now confused. Meanwhile, Momsi is so excited. She's setting wedding dates. She's choosing wedding vendors, wedding planner, Ashoke, Ashoebi, everything. But Funke cannot just get past the fact that, oh shit, this man is pressuring me every day. And you know the worst part? That he was now even sending her like pics of herself. Like, you know those random pics that you take when you're together? Some, she had like a very revealing tattoo. Tattoos, people, we have suffered. We cannot even hide. So the guy, RMD, was now threatening her. Like, if you don't give me this thing one last time, I will send these pictures to the family group. If we die, we die. If I scatter the table, I break the table. Nothing will remain on top of it. So let's discuss in the comment section or leave a comment on the podcast, depending on what platform you're listening to me from. I'm going to try and upload this episode on Instagram as well. Today, I want to keep it short and sweet. What would you do if you were in Funke's shoes? There was one guy on that podcast that I was listening to. He said, it's very simple. You just have to put rat and rat poison for the guy. He has to go. He has lived a full life. I beg. He's even had mistresses. Oga, you must go. I must marry. And the fact that it escalated so quickly, like, we did not even think like, oh, Funke should tell the truth and just come out. If their love is strong, it can survive this. They can go for counseling, prayer and fasting, you know, cast and bind the demons that are still within them, the demons of fornication. No, the guy was like, Oga has to go now. What a world we are living in. So I'll be waiting for you in the comment section to discuss with me, what should Funke do? Story number two is actually not from me, but it's from a podcast that I absolutely just fell in love with recently. And I don't know, I feel like if I ever meet Sheila Kwamboka, she's a very huge media personality in Kenya, it's either we will hit it off like a house on fire or we'll hate each other completely, because I feel like we're cut from the same cloth in terms of energy. So I was listening to Box Pod, and it's Joyce, a guy called Kerry, and Sheila, and they were having a very interesting debate about who sits where in a relationship. So without further ado, I'm just going to play the clip. And yes, this is the second and last dilemma of today. So listen, learn, gist, and enjoy.
Another reason, actually, let's move from that. I wanted to ask you guys, yeah? Mm. The other day I was having an argument with somebody.
Yeah.
So you love me? It's going to be very stupid. This is going to be very stupid.
Me, let me just give you heads up. If Kerry, you come to pick me up in your moti, you've come, you've picked me up. I'm seated in the passenger side of my best friend's ride. Okay. If you now we go to pick your girlfriend, you tell your girlfriend there's a seat in the
back.
Yeah. So this guy has come to pick me up. We're rolling. Right, we get to the girlfriend's place. So, see, hey, babe, I'm down here. So, me, I'm there. We're chopping stories. The chile comes and opens my door. As in, she's ushering me to sit in the back.
Oh,
so, me,
like, what did
I do? I hugged her and I went to her. I sat back in the motel and I closed the door. Me, I'm just looking at my nigga now. You're the one who's moving from the driver's seat for her. I guess she wants to sit in the front.
What?
I've already sat. If you didn't want me to sit in the front, you should have picked her first. The hell?
Guy.
So that's why I'm asking you guys. So he educated me and I was just like, this education is miseducation of Kwambox. What do you guys think? You. Is it important where your boyfriend positions you in the moti? Because we already know in the boardroom. What? In the bedroom? In the moti.
Saved.
As the friend who's going to pick up my friend's girlfriend, I would automatically just move.
You, why? But you've been seated there the whole time.
Yeah, but like, this guy is not going to bed with me. He's not going to have arguments with me about why there was someone else seated at the front.
Why is it? Why does it matter?
The front seat is for people who are going to bed.
You just move. It's just the rule. You just move. Because at the end of the day, this, you know, he's not going to be there. I'm going to say something very nasty. I'm not going to say it. At the end of the day, just move. Let us sit there.
Okay, and in a scenario where we're okay, Kerry, and then he's come to pick me up. I'm his girlfriend. And then we've come to pick you. You're his mom. I'm seated in the passenger. Do I move for the mom?
It depends with what your relationship is, but I personally would not move because it doesn't matter. Because
you love his girlfriend more than his mom.
Listen, is he going to make a family with his mother? Is he going to go and have children with his mother? At the end of the day, the front seat is supposed to be for the woman in your life.
Stop it. Get some help.
Like, for real?
So, I really...
Let me ask you.
Do you know what I mean?
She's the VIP, and create a family with your mother.
Are you creating the child there with me?
As in, you're seated in a car. We are moving, going somewhere.
Just show what your priorities are, man.
How do you show your priority? Like, seriously, it's those simple gestures that matter.
Okay, fine. Me, personally, I would move out of respect. But
respect for who?
For the mother. She's the elderly one.
No, but I'm asking in this...
But it's better sitting at the back.
But I don't think it. I wouldn't even move for the mom.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I should have to move as the girlfriend or as the wife.
As
I don't
the think human being.
Drive any kind of
that's what I turned to the guy and he wasn't moving. I was like, he's not a gentleman.
You know, there's some people. No, let me tell you. There's some mother-in-laws who actually take it as a really big deal.
She did.
So
like,
that's why I'm saying it depends with the relationship that you have with a certain mother-in-law. Like me personally, my boyfriend's mother, it's not a problem. The last time we were in the car, she was the one who was behind. It was not a problem. But there's some women who are like, yeah, this is my son's car. So to keep the peace, I would move out of the way. Because at the end of the day,
front seat is like a throne.
Going home with this guy.
The front seat is like king and queen.
It depends with prom your relationship. Queen.
Prom
high table.
Especially with mothers. No, with mothers, it depends with the relationship.
Me, I just jolly, by the way.
Yeah, honestly, but with friends, I mean, come on. Obviously, I'm going to move. Like, what the hell? Like, because when I sit here at the front, you think he's going to hold your hand like this.
So where did you... Okay, just guys.
Trust me.
I don't want him to... In fact, anything as a passenger in this car.
Yeah, he likes holding
my hand. I am keeping myself
hand.
Safe because I don't want my pager to be the reason why I end up... I'm just here in the
back. But if he likes to hold my hand when we're sitting at the front...
Gates.
When he likes to hold my hand when we're sitting at the front,
not in my presence.
Move, I mean,
no sexual stuff allowed.
You can
hold
hands even if she's seated at the back seat.
No, yeah. You can't. As the driver, if when you're driving,
she's in Nairobi.
That's not safe.
You've not seen that meme. Shout out to Nicole. That's Nicole posted some meme.
The one like this, not safe.
So
touching your mapajas is even not safe.
Jesus.
Touching your thighs is not safe.
No, I would move.
But where did we learn this? Me. So what is the thinking? That if I'm seated in the front, he's going to be like, wow, her thighs are better than my babe's thighs.
No, he just wants to be close to you and she wants to be close
to you. We are all inside this car. The proximity between that seat behind there and the seat where you're seated.
But we cannot hold hands.
You can hold his neck, nah.
It's just like when... if you're seated at a restaurant, right?
Touching.
And I'm sitting with you and my boyfriend comes in, you'll automatically move so that he sits next to me.
Yo,
it's the same
No. Sis, I think you're confused.
It's the same thing.
It is your boyfriend's job. It's the exact same thing, guys. We heard you. Joyce, what I'm saying is... If your boyfriend knows you're petty as fuck, right? He should not adjust me and my wild thinking. He should now be accommodated. So if we're in a restaurant and I'm seated there with your boyfriend, Kerry, and we are talking and you walk in, it is his job to stand up and give you that seat and find another seat next. It's not to tell me to move. I mean, guys, I'm not in your relationship.
So you guys don't move.
I'm not in your relationship.
Come in and like
me.
When you're in the
I'm a lady.
Place.
You come and you move yourself. In fact,
okay,
the fact that I've even waited for you.
When I see my friend's boyfriend walking in and I'm sitting next to her, I will move so that he sits next to her.
No,
it's
it is his job to go and find two seats somewhere.
But it's a group setting. In a setting like that, if a guy really wanted to sit next to you, he'd save you a seat. He's not saved you a seat.
Right now, and we're all seated together, you're not moving for him.
See,
to
here's a
to
space.
Me. No, if we're closer
can sit
together,
here.
If we're
sit here by
no,
your feet.
If we were closer together, you're not moving for him to sit next to me.
So, Kerry, like, but me, why am I moving
for
your boyfriend?
None of you are moving for him to sit next to me.
See, you're going to welcome your boyfriend.
You sit on each other's lap. We want you to be extremely close to each other.
Terrible friends for relationships.
No. Joyce, you understand we all have.
But do you understand that me? Do the opposite.
Which
so
where did
what,
we land
what you're saying is right to me is wrong, and if to me is right. You get what I mean? Like I just move.
Hey, I don't get what you mean.
Do you know how many people have got feelings for me in this one?
It's logical.
I don't even care. You're married.
Girlfriend walking in, I move, and she sits next to you. Like it's just cutter.
But Joyce, are you not going back together?
Oh
to your
wow!
Home? Are
you wow,
going back?
You guys,
you should mingle if you want to
no.
sit. Just the two of you go home.
That for me is a no.
If he really, if he really wanted to sit next to you,
must couples sit next to each other?
Yes.
Sorry? Why? So you can go.
No.
So you can gossip and brief us your bad vibes
it's,
here,
bro. They chose.
You're
each
together
other,
all the
you.
Time. So also
together,
when you're sitting, you
like
sit
that.
Together,
yes.
And then you go home together.
Yes.
then you sleep in the same bed.
If I don't sleep next to him, then yeah.
This is why relationships are not lasting.
Yeah.
Yours are not lasting. Mine is.
People need to learn how to be independent.
Have you finished 1 year in this relationship?
Together?
No, you haven't.
Yes.
Wait. Have you finished 1 year in this relationship?
That's it comfortable for you.
You finished 1 year in this relationship and you haven't even posted.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I'm impressed.
You're welcome.
I'm impressed. But guys, listen, yeah. History of couples sitting together, Joyce. Honestly, you have to understand. I get it. They're saying exactly. I get it. But you see that there's two of us who are of a different school of thought. And here's the thinking.
That is so
this
weird,
is the question.
Man, that is
because
so
we
weird.
We had this whole conversation with this guy and he was trying to help me understand. And I'm just like, where when your babe grew up in shags? Akukwa na magari? Because as in ukiingia kwa matatu, for example,
to me it's just logical
I beg hold on now you've entered a matatu, there's one seat in the front, there's one seat in the back, you're going to shout at the person in the front and say, you know, couple rules, excuse
that's
me
a PSV.
There's one time
it's
I found out a job.
You shukisha someone?
No,
but
I was seated at the front
and someone shukisha you,
someone kuja, they were with a babe and they said they want to sit together.
At least they are.
See, they're back.
See, they're.
Imagine,
see,
I
so
moved
him
for
is
them.
Got a car and you're seated at the front.
Uber.
So him, so he's got a car people. And
get
you're
yourself
seated at the front.
A Bolt. Just get yourself a Bolt, guys.
Guys, it's just courtesy. I don't understand how you
get yourself
done.
A Bolt.
No,
and by the way, you can
much.
Use my Quambooks. Nini. You know, I'm
for you,
you
get a discount.
Yeah, use the code Quambooks and
I need to
discount
go to
up
work
at 250. Yeah. Use my code. So yeah, if you want to do couples,
when I'm using a Bolt, I sit behind. So
Joyce, you were you shocked when they asked you to move for the two of them? Because you're not from that school of thought. As in unakatumbele na unakanyuma. You can't make the whole world make space for the two of you. Do you know what I mean? Like, life just happens. It's a short distance. We're going to tao. Must you sit together? Atio, so that you can feel each other's aura. Must you zikwe adjusting to each other?
But
what's wrong with you?
But if you want to sit together,
yeah.
You know, people's relationships are different. If you are in a
if
relationship
that fecal,
and you
that's
don't
a problem.
Want, not yeah. fecal. Like, if you're in a relationship and you guys don't, you know, adhere to the fact that, we came together, we can't sit together, we can't do everything together. There are other people who do that. So out of courtesy, me, I'll move. If you tell me it's fine, sit.
So do I ask?
But in a relationship, doing everything together all the time is boring.
Do you want to sit together?
No, if it was me and you, right, and my boyfriend came to pick you up before he picked me up, and you came out, I'd be like, no, it's fine, sit.
You see,
but there's some people who are
but
like,
you can't,
yeah,
you can't always be doing everything
together.
Like, you
and
do
also,
things together, it gets boring.
Listen, but there are some people who it works for them doing everything together, so you can't make that decision.
And
them.
Also,
you can't be like, I'm not going to move for him because they're together all the time.
This relationship,
so you can't
people,
come and sit next to her. Because
me,
trust
me, it gets to a point one person is gonna feel suffocated in that.
No, it doesn't.
Hold on,
how do you?
Let's
no,
take it.
Not,
let's take it from someone
no, they
single.
Don't say it
what if
because,
they just want to sit
no, they don't
guys?
Say. They don't say it because speaking as a guy, like we've all been told, like as guys, consistency is key. Like you meet a babe, how you treat her the day you meet her is how you're supposed to be treating her 5 years down the line. Sasa, mume hang out together, munaka komat. Everything, you're all together at the same time. You know, it figures a point like you
but
feel like,
are you
hey,
making that
this
decision
is too
for
much.
The couple?
I'm not making a
decision
for them.
For
I'm speaking
like,
out
oh
for
God,
that guy
all
who
the
cannot
time.
Talk.
Why should they sit together?
And also, I have a question, guys.
Why are you making that
in
decision?
In this couple scenario, do you think everybody out here is a couple? Because now there's a single person.
You should be. I think you'd be happier.
Hear me out. A single person like me has come there to the party. I've come by myself. I've come early. I'm punctual. I've sat down. And then you couple, bullshit guys, have just walked in and you've decided me and my singleness needs to move for you guys to do your couple stuff. No, but why didn't you come early? Do you at any moment think that your coupleness is affecting this single person?
Don't come and say Amaka did not give you correct gist, eh? I'm so glad you guys are going to be listening to this over the weekend. Just allow yourself to calm, relax, and soak yourself into the madness of other people's dilemmas. Isn't it sweet when you know that, I even thought my own was worse. Funke is in real trouble. And I'd also love to hear your take on what you think about the car seat dilemma. Are you Team Quambox, where you believe relationship people should free us, not every time we should be together? Or are you Team Joyce, where you think you should be courteous and let a couple do their thing? I would love to hear your opinion in my comment section on Instagram. Also, one last request, if you don't mind, on whatever platform you're using to listen to this podcast, if you could just give us a thumbs up or leave us a review, it really helps us with our ratings and that improves our visibility. It would mean the world to me. Guys, let's banter, let's keep this thing flowing until the next episode. Until I come your way again, I'm the hostess with the mostest, Amaka, and stay true, stay you. Peace.